Welcome into the student section. I'm your host, Baker Lehman, here with Chris Richmond, Cole Thompson, and Cameron Tu, producing for us today, as always. And welcome to the Monday edition. Not a sunny, but a very nice weathered Monday. How are you guys doing on this warm weathered Monday?
I'm doing great, man. It's really nice to be able to wear short sleeves.
Oh, yeah, definitely, especially in this hot studio.
Yeah, absolutely. It's a nice little change from the polar vortex we've kind of been stuck in the last few weeks.
Snowpocalypse 2014 is almost over.
At least the attempt of a snowpocalypse week after that first little snowfall.
Of course, in Tuscaloosa, Alabama, any day that we have a quarter inch of snow, it's snowpocalypse.
Yeah. Well, let's dive right into it. And guys, obviously...
Speaking of snow...
Yeah, speaking of snow, let's go out to Sochi, Russia, where the Olympics have been going on for the past couple of weeks now, but just this past week, U.S. men's hockey has started, and women's hockey have both been on a tear, and the United States are both teams are undefeated. The women's just crushed Sweden this morning to advance to the gold medal round, and the men are started 3-0 in the group play after beating Slovenia, a big game over Russia, and then beating Slovakia, and then being Slovenia on Sunday. And guys, they have looked incredibly impressive. They've already wrapped up a quarterfinal spot and are waiting for someone to play in to play them on Wednesday morning. But what is your guys' reaction to this hot start by the U.S.?
Oh, it's phenomenal. I mean, you really think when people originally started, they said that the U.S. were going to be a team to threaten with, you know, in the Olympic round, but they always said that Sweden and Canada were the main two. Well, and even Russia was even pictured to be just as good, if not better, than the United States. And the U.S. have put up great numbers against Slovenia, Slovakia, and that great shootout win by TJ Oshie in the game against Russia. They are looking like a contender more and more each day.
Yeah, you know, the United States, I remember 4 years ago, they had that huge upset over a heavily favored Canada team and then couldn't quite pull it out in the rematch for the gold medal. So I think that they've had this tendency to be underrated and then outperform what people thought they would. But it's interesting that apparently no team that's gone unbeaten in the group play has won a gold medal since 1998. And so maybe it's not the greatest sign in the world. Maybe you're reading too much into it, but I guess you'd rather be undefeated than have a loss.
I'd much rather be able to say that we have a bye to the quarterfinal than having to play against a team that, you know, like maybe a Slovenia or a Slovakia again, where we could always risk losing and then having a chance to, you know, play. So at least now we get an extra day to, you know, prepare and get ready for the game that will either be against the Czech Republic or Slovakia, and then be able to maybe move on and take on either Canada or the winner of the Switzerland-Austria game.
Do you guys think, though, that sometimes these byes actually hurt you more than help you? Because if you're in a groove and you're playing well, you know, we see it in the NFL. You get a team like the Patriots that are scoring 50 points a game, and then they take a week off, and all of a sudden they don't look right. They look like they're out of sync. Do you think that can have that kind of effect here?
In a way, but also these games are grouped so bunched together that it can also be a benefit just with that extra day of rest. And it's not like, you know, the U.S. is, all these teams are going to be playing tomorrow or starting tomorrow morning, and then they get, you know, another 4 or 5 days off, so the U.S. would have like 6 or 7 days off. They only have about 3 days off instead of 2 days off, so I don't think it's as big a deal, especially with then you're getting the U.S. is gearing up to possibly play either Slovakia or the Czech Republic, who are two pretty teams with some pretty good talent on them, but the U.S. has already beaten Slovakia in their first game 7-1. And the Czech Republic have looked pretty good, but not great at the same time.
Of course.
So I think that having to go in and play a team like Canada or Russia again, or even Finland immediately, is going to be to the U.S.'s advantage.
Of course it is. And the thing is like how they had the game against Russia where they went to the shootout and they won 3-2. The next day, they ended up playing Slovenia and winning 5-1. So, really, they didn't have that much of a break time. They had a couple of hours to relax, rest, and get ready for the next game. Same kind of feel, just an extra day. I think it really pays off in their favor to have that extra day just for rest. But yes, I can understand what you say. It does maybe hurt them in the end, but when you really look at the standings and you look at who they're playing against, it really, I feel like, matters less and less each day, but there's always still that opportunity.
Yeah. Well, let's get into this Russia game a little bit, because obviously the U.S. started off with being Slovakia 7-1, the Russian shootout, which was a phenomenal game, and then yesterday morning beat the Slovenia 5-1. So those two games are obviously pretty lopsided, but Russia, back and forth, back and forth, back and forth. Russia got up first, and then the U.S. tied it just 7 minutes later. really, really impressive showing by both teams. And really, the besides the shootout, there was almost a there was a controversial no goal called on Russia. Where if you look back at it, it's because Jonathan Quick, the U.S. goalie, nudged the goal. And in the international rules, this isn't true in the NHL, but in international rules, if the goal is not set in place when the puck goes in, it's a no goal.
Oh yeah.
So, and a lot of people, yeah, exactly, and that's kind of an obscure rule.
No one ever knows that.
But it's obviously turned out to be in the U.S.'s favor, but guys, it's you're technically not supposed to be able to move the goal, but do you guys kind of approve of Jonathan Quick doing the win-at-all-costs kind of move?
Yes.
Or is it, you know, we'd rather win fair and square?
Well, what do you mean? I mean, if it's against the goal, if it's against the rules to move the goal, and he moved the goal, then at that point, it's up to the refs, you know? I mean, I don't think that he, you know, I don't care. The refs have their job, the players have theirs, and if the players play to win, the refs have got to be there to ensure that the rules are enforced. So,
no,
you know.
And that's totally fair. I mean, yeah. that's really the best thing you can say. Jonathan Quick did whatever it took, what any goalie, what any player would do, win at all cost. And he did his job, and the refs need to make the call. I think that they made the right call, and, you know, it ended up being in our favor, in the United States' favor, but really, you know, he did everything what it took to win. And you can't really be mad at him more so than you can be mad at the refs if you're Russia.
Yeah, and then that led into the shootout after a couple great saves by Russia. I mean, Patrick Kane had a breakaway goal opportunity, and the Russian goalie made a phenomenal save to keep him from scoring, and he's one of the better goal scorers in the NHL. But that shootout, wow, just big play after big play by both sides. And yes, Jonathan Quick made the final save, and TJ Oshie really put the team on his back for him and scored four goals in overtime, in the shootout, not in overtime. But what an impressive showing by both sides. Really, just Kovalchuk, Datsyuk, and Malkin for the Russians all put on great moves, and all of them except for Malkin scored at least one goal.
Oh, yeah. Ilya Kovalchuk, who used to play in the NHL before deciding to go back to Russia, played a phenomenal game the entire way through. He was able to make great passes to Malkin and every other player. He was able to score when he needed to. He was able to play very hard ball, very hard hockey. But more so, you know, the United States, especially with Cam Fowler and Joe Pavelski both playing on power plays, getting the goals at the in regulation. Jonathan Quick making 29 saves, and TJ Oshie coming up at the very end. What an impressive game. What an impressive way of playing hockey. And the game was physical. And that's the thing you have not seen in any Olympic game. This game was physical throughout. Fights were breaking out throughout the entire game. Tension was rising. It was true hockey that you see in the NHL. You can't love a game more.
Yeah, no, and that was one of the things going into this Olympics, that people were talking about how much more talented Russia and Canada are as far as skill players, but that this American team was not only well-conditioned, but much more physical than you're used to seeing in international play, and would that play to their advantage or cause them to get a lot more penalty time? They had their fair share of penalty moments time in the box, but really, I think so far it's played to U.S.'s advantage in the 3-0 start in the Olympics, and overtime, obviously, the story is TJ Oshie, and he's a guy who's a wing for the St. Louis Blues. And he's done, I guess, you know, I've looked over at a stat line, at least for the Blues so far this NHL season, and it's nothing super special. Like, he's not a superstar, or, you know, he's not a Sidney Crosby or a Ovechkin or anyone like that, but he's just a very, very good player who obviously has a great skill on with shootouts and having good moves on a breakaway with shootouts. So that's something to be commended. And then his comments after the game just really were the icing on the cake for the whole, America Rules Day. Was he said, a reporter asked him, well, how do you feel about being a United States hero, and he responded, I'm no hero. The real heroes are out there wearing camo for the United States. And that was just like, oh my God, how can this get better right now?
He was so humble about it, and it's funny that, you know, you mentioned that he's just an average player for the Blues. He's actually just an average player for the United States hockey team. Besides James Van Riemsdyk for the Toronto Maple Leafs, he actually had the least amount of minutes in the Slovakia game, and he had the least amount of minutes in this game. But he ended up becoming the hero because of he is so talented on that shootout. And he's been doing it for 2 years now in St. Louis, too. He's been described as one of the, you know, one of the more powerful shootout players in the NHL. But I love how you say it. Just, it was so humble for him to just admit, I'm no hero. You know, the men in camo are. And, you know, people say, like, people go back and say that the people who were heroes were, like, Mike Rosioni and Jim Craig and Rob McClanahan for the 1980 Olympic team. And it's just so great that, you know, he's kind of the same, he's kind of the same kind of figure who's like, no, I just went out and played hockey. The real heroes are over there defending our country.
Yeah, I mean, is it a little bit of a cheesy media answer? Yeah, but is it also just, it was, it's been great because the United States has not won a gold medal since 80. They were right there on the cusp of it in the last, Olympics, and now have are up to this hot start and look so good. And it's just very exciting for all of this and going forward. But so far, guys, who's your team MVP for in these first three games?
It's so hard because of, I've always grown up as being a Ryan Miller fan, and he's not playing. But I want to say Jonathan Quick, too. But really, I got to go with Phil Kessel from the Toronto Maple Leafs. He's had 4 goals in 3 games. In yesterday's game against Slovenia, he had a hat trick. He is just playing such phenomenal. He's playing such phenomenal hockey right now. He's actually being compared to Sidney Crosby as the whole league's MVP. Don't get me wrong. There are a lot of players you can look at on this team. James Van Riemsdyk, Cam Fowler, who's had 2 goals, Joe Pavelski. But Phil Kessel's really the one who has stepped up and be the leader for this United States team. Don't be surprised if you see him actually go the full way and get the whole league MVP.
Yeah, probably second Kessel there because of mostly the hat trick. But it's been a pretty balanced effort, I think.
Yeah, absolutely, and I wanted to go with Kessel, but I figured that'd be the obvious choice, so I'm going to go with Quick, because not only did he beat Ryan Miller out, who's really been one of the staples of this U.S. team as their goalie, but just the job that he's done so far on goals, so he's let in 4 goals now, and has done a phenomenal job, and he's a phenomenal goalie. We know that. He's a brick wall for the L.A. Kings just throughout the last few seasons. Especially helping them get to a Stanley Cup and win a Stanley Cup just a couple seasons ago, but he has really been, and that decision was not easy for anyone to pick between Ryan Miller and Quick, but, you know, the U.S. went with who they thought was the better goalie, and so far Quick is showing a big, big things, and I think that's really going to help the U.S. down the way. And, Chris, you mentioned how balanced the U.S. team is. Not only are they balanced, but they're all the ones who are playing very well are there's no U.S. player with a negative net playing score. They're all over positive, and the only one with a there are only 2 players with +1, and they really haven't, you know, played too much at all. They just played in some of the garbage time cleanups and weren't even involved in the Russia game. So that's just, as you mentioned, Chris, balance has been very, very key to this U.S. hockey team.
Yeah, definitely they've been, you know, very well key. The way that the teams have moved throughout the whole season is just really one of the great things. Especially that front line with Phil Kessel and James Van Riemsdyk, that line has been moving so well. Cam Fowler's been playing great. Jonathan Quick's been doing good. But Ryan Miller really had a great game yesterday, too. He had 21 stops, only letting 1 goal with like 7 minutes left into the third period. He was very good, so I felt really bad that, you know, he's got beat out by Jonathan Quick, but give it to Jonathan Quick. 29 saves, 32 saves, 30 in his first 2 games. I can't wait to see what he does against Slovakia or Czech Republic.
Yeah, and let's look ahead a little bit to that, because the U.S.'s track to get to the gold medal round isn't all that easy. And right now, their quarterfinals matchup is going to be between either Czechoslovakia but the Czech Republic and then Slovakia, who play tomorrow morning. And I'm very interested to see if a rematch with Slovakia would be beneficial or possible roadblock. Do you think playing a second team or the team a second time in that short amount of time would, you know, be a possible, I guess, trap game?
It could be. Slovakia has proven to be a very, you know, very well-balanced team led by right-winger Marian Hossa for the Chicago Blackhawks. But honestly, if they play the same way that they played against the United States in the first game where they won 7-1, there's no competition. The United States is very fast. They play very well defense. They need to be able to score more on this team. But honestly, I don't see this happening. I'd rather see them play a Czech Republic team that, you know, a new team, new balance. But Slovakia, if they do win, I really don't think that's going to matter because of the United States have proven once that they can play, and I guarantee that they will play again the same way.
Yeah, I'm not sure that's really going to be a total issue. The real issue is that in the second round, the semifinals, they're most likely going to play Canada.
Ooh.
And they have to play Canada to get through to the gold medal round, and then possibly a game against Russia again, or Finland, who's been really one of the surprises of the Olympics with how effective they've been scoring the puck. But we're going to move on to some more topics around this that are happening right now in the United States on the other side of this break. But keep it here on the student section on 90.7 The Capstone.